Amir Heister, from Kiryat Tivon in Israel. I'm 55, married with three kids.
And how long have you been living in Australia?
26 years.
And Ron?
Hello, my name is Ron Binyami. I live in Kiryat Tivon in Israel. It's near Haifa. I have two children, one daughter, 30 years old, and one son, 25 years old. I am a finance consultant. Some of my times I'll travel in Australia.
And our third guest?
Sharon Lazar. I was born in Tivon, live till today in Tivon, real estate agent, and second time in Australia.
So tell us about your adventure around Australia. This is incredible. You've got your childhood friend, Amir Heister, lives in Australia. You kept in touch all these years since you were in kindergarten. You've got another person, a fourth one that traveled with you that lives now in Finland, and his name is Boaz. He's not in the studio today because he had to fly back straight away back to Finland. And the four of you decided to go traveling around Australia with your friend's private plane. Okay. So, Amir Heister, please tell us, how did you plan this trip?
My planning was to do as much as I can to show the guys the diversity of Australia and how literally the place is still wild and a real frontier that doesn't exist in anywhere in the world. And therefore, my planning was to start with a relatively, you know, the urban places, such as that was our first spot, was the Gold Coast, and afterwards Hervey Bay, so they can see Fraser Island and enjoy the scenery there. And from there to Hamilton Island, that wasn't actually planned, but it came up after a visit to Mackay, where we met a friend of mine, and he gave us gracefully his home in Hamilton Island. That's not a home, that's a palace, I should say. So we stayed there for 5 days, but since then we started to travel along the Savannah Way. So Savannah Way, for those who don't know, and most Australians don't know, starts in Cairns and finishes in Broome, and it takes the northern part of Australia, about 2 million square kilometres of real last frontiers, encompassing it, the Kakadu National Park, the Catherine Gorge and the Lichfield Park, as well as all the Kimberleys area. So it's a vast area. So we travelled from there to Corumba, Darwin, Kununurra, and this way we travelled literally along the Savannah Way. And then we had to go and see Esrock, you know, just because it's such an icon. And from there back to Sydney via, we didn't have a choice but to stop in Wagga Wagga and Broken Hill as well to see the Flying Doctor, just because it's there.
You went to the outback, you were telling us. What are you taking back with you to Israel? I'll start with Ron Binyami after all this voyage around Australia.
I will try to summarize a trip. It was 8,000 kilometers around Australia. It was a mixture of friendship, traveling with friends and see all Australia above the air with car, with walking. It was a fantastic tour to me. I think it's one experience for life to see Australia from the air and to see how big it is.
Sharon Lazar, what are you taking back to Israel from this experience, incredible experience?
I was in Australia 4 years ago. This is my second time here. This time we were a month with the plane and we visit all six states. And we see all kind of cities and savannas. It's a very big area. You're flying above, let's say, the savannah, and nobody there. It's a very big place, To compare with Israel, you can't compare with Israel.
It's just a space that you can't imagine can
exist.
Yes.
Mitzah, every time that we flew much larger than flights from the north of Israel to Eilat. Every flight. And most of them, we didn't see a single human being. Nothing. Not even mines. Nothing.
Who did you meet along the way? Did you meet interesting people?
Incredible. Yeah, absolutely. You meet throughout the way very interesting people. And we were very fortunate as well because I made contact with all the places that we went way ahead to make sure that they're expecting us and they know we should get there and we have a place where to stay as well. And in some of the places, like in Omma Valley Station, which is in eastern Kimberleys, in not far, about 200 kilometres from Kununurra, so really in the heart of the Kimberleys in Gibbs River Road, you meet fantastic people. You know, some of them, for instance, watch Ronnie cross the river, a 200-meter-wide river, more than knee-deep, just to test if we can cross it afterwards with our four-wheel drive. and they stood on the other side and clapped hands. Good on you, mate, for being a bait for the crocodiles, and the crocodiles didn't want to eat you even. Yeah? So, you know, you meet these type of people all over the place. Fantastic. Interesting people. Very interesting.
Amir, I'm sure that our listeners would be very intrigued to find out, what are you flying? I mean, I call it your private jet. For me, it's a jet. I know it's not a jet. No, so tell us about it.
It's a plane. It's called a Cirrus. It's a Cirrus SR-22. It's the most advanced single-engine plane in the world. I actually have a deposit on a jet, but the idea was to do it on this propeller aircraft, because I'm going to sell it now, to do it before I get to the jet, because the jets force you to fly high. I flew with this plane around the world, and I was the first Israeli and one of the first person in the world to fly without any modification for this aircraft around the world. Nobody done it before and since, yet with my wife, with Tamra. So we both did it over a very long period of time, and she wrote a very nice five-part story for a U.S. magazine about this trip, and, you know, we got the appetite for the traveling. So when Sharon and Ronnie saw the trip that we did with this aircraft and the 2012 experience which they had, they wanted to come in. But it's a very fast aircraft. It's not your old Cessna. It's very luxury inside, air condition, and can go in ice in the, you know, difficult position. In fact, most of Qantas planes will have less of equipment than what I've got there in the plane.
No, I believe you went with the same plane to Alaska.
Yes, we went to Alaska with it, with a friend of ours, Yaron Nachmias, who lives also here in Sydney, Tamra and I. We did a three-week traveling in Alaska, in one of the most remote and most beautiful places on Earth, but very different to Australia, where in Alaska you've got the glacier parks, so it's glacier, 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 as we said at the end, it's all the same. It's amazing, it's beautiful, but it's the size of, say, Queensland, just non-stop, or even more than Queensland, non-stop of glaciers, and incredible black rock, and, you know, very, very wild area and difficult to fly, prone to a lot of accidents, flying accidents. And, in fact, the only way to travel in Alaska is by planes or by boats to some of the places. And the same in Australia, by the way. Currumbin, which we went to, is 7 months of the year you can't get into by car. In fact, now you're supposed to get to Currumbin by car, but you can't because of the latest rain that they had there. And the same with William Creek and Onondaga Trek. It's closed at the moment. So the only way to get in is by planes. And the same with Alaska. It was fantastic. One of the most magnificent things we did. We then continued on the great Arctic Circle back to when we did our trip back to Australia via Europe and Greenland. And to us, I think the highlight of our life was the trip to Greenland, by far.
So, Amir Hister, I think you were very lucky also to take your childhood friends from Kiryat Tivon near Haifa, take them around Australia with your private plane. That's unbelievable.
It was amazing. And we're still friends. We talk to each other. You know, it's after about a month or over a month, we still talk to each other and enjoying each other's company. I think, well, I speak to myself at least. Well,
that's a lifetime experience. Amir Hister, Ron Binyami, and Sharon Lazar, thank you very much, and bon voyage back to Israel.